some things that we're finding in our district through this process. Our O&Ms are having to become familiar with all VI students. We didn't do that before. If they didn't get O&M, we didn't know those kiddos. We're finding that if we have to go in every 3 years and be a part of that multidisciplinary team that determines the scope of any new assessment, we are going to have to be familiar with every VI student. We're going to first get to know them when we do that very first O&M eval, because everyone had to have them, and then we're going to go in and see that student every 3 years. We are also finding that we need an O&M assigned to campuses with no O&M students. If they've got a VI student, I need an O&M assigned to that campus that's checking on those students, and that's something we never had to deal with before. Also, we made a file on each VI student, again from the annual count. That helps us make sure that every student has been accounted for. We have a file on every student, and our goal is to make sure no file goes empty. There should be an O&M evaluation in every file, and then every 3 years there should be a little paragraph that we wrote up that says if we're recommending an additional orientation and mobility evaluation or not. So that has helped us keep track of that. We have also developed, and Amy keeps track of it and does a great job with it, a database on all the VI students. So we wrote down every single VI student on that annual count, and we update that every year because we have move-ins, we have new kids, and on that database we have a column that says their O&M evaluation date and their re-evaluation consideration dates. So we, if we were ever questioned, we could say, Johnny Scout, yes, he's in the database. He received an orientation and mobility evaluation on January 12th of 2006 or whatever. And then January 13th of 2009, we went out and looked at him again and wrote up a little paragraph that is, does he need another orientation and mobility evaluation or not? So we're keeping all that in a file for those students and in a database. It's just what works for us. The main thing that you can do to make this work for you is communicate, communicate, communicate. This is really our opportunity as O&Ms to get out there, get the word out about the benefits of O&M. This is our big chance. The law is forcing it. So we are going to use that opportunity to get out there and talk to people. Take this opportunity to assure your administrator, we have a plan in place and we're handling it. You know, every district is different. Every administrator is different. We found that we were more successful in talking about it amongst ourselves, making a plan, and taking that to the administrator and saying, this is what we want to do. This is how we want to make this law work. We prefer that than going, you know, than an administrator saying to us, what are y'all doing about this? This is what we think you should do. So we really grabbed the ball, grabbed the French fries, and got that going. Again, explain future expectations to those parents so that they know that you are interested in their student long term, not just this one time for that one O&M evaluation. We meet with our VIs every other week. That is just something that works for us, and I would encourage you to do that if you're on a team. If you're not, if you can meet with other people, that has been a big help for us, because we will say, okay, let me get this right. Am I doing this right? Here's the situation with this kid. Am I doing this? Is this what I'm supposed to be doing? And we'll talk each other through it. Or if there's, you know, what am I going to do about this kid? We can really kind of talk each other down, and it's been a blessing for us to meet every week. It also allows us to get with those VIs every other week and say, what's coming up? And then as O&Ms, we'll meet every week and say, okay, who's going to take this? Who can handle that? Who's been in this school? Does anybody have any past history with this student? We also want to give the diagnosticians our expectations. We are giving them that referral page. In fact, that page that says what our latest and greatest referral process is, personally, I am taking that page, and on the back of it, I am writing students' names. This is who I have on your campus currently receiving orientation and mobility. These are the other VIs on your campus, you know, and I'll write it down for them so that they can see it. This student should be coming up for a reevaluation at this time. Make sure and contact me, just to help them stay organized. We're trying not to lay a lot of extra expectations on other people, so that people see this as a good law, as a good change, as a positive thing, and not just a bunch of extra work for them. Stay flexible. This has been a process for us over multiple years. What we have now as a procedure and a referral process, we know that we may have to change it. The commissioner's rules will come out, and we'll see if that necessitates a change. Right now, we're just trying to interpret it because we believe that it's best for kids. And so we believe in what we're doing, and we want to get started and not wait. The longer you wait, the more it's going to hit you all at once. So if you believe it's best for kids, then I suggest you get started. And if you don't believe it's best for kids, then the law is going to make you start on January 1st of next year. We encourage you, again, this is just what has worked in our district. We want to encourage you to go back to your district and figure out what works for you. We want you to go and see the processes in your district. We know that it will be different than ours, but we encourage you to get out there and make it work.